Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. There is no other way to salvation, eternal life, heaven, other than the belief and faith in what Jesus Christ did for us at the cross. No other sacrifice, no other deed, nothing. Nothing. No other religion, not your good works, not all the great things you do, nothing. Hebrews chapter 10, I'll start in verse 3. But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. And that was Jesus talking about the Father. Jesus' body was prepared as a sacrifice. He left his heavenly home to take on the sins of the world. Jesus Christ, true love, the Word of God, was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. When he said above, you have neither desired nor have taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings, and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law. Then he added, behold, I have come to do your will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. That's what it is, people, walking in the will of the Lord, being obedient, knowing the sinful world we're living in. Don't give in to it. All the sin, all the carnality, what's happening now, all the sexual homosexuality, all the murder, all the hate, all the fightings, all the disputings. We could just live in peace within ourselves, realizing we have a Savior that loved us so much that he died on the cross for our sins. Now, the consequence of that is because he died, he gave us the Holy Spirit. So now it's your turn. It's your turn to die to your lusts, your affections, what you think is right and wrong, and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Basically, to be a piece of clay that he can mold every day. And by the will we have sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. There doesn't have to be any new sacrifice. I don't really care what you hear about what's going on in Israel. I don't care about red heifers. I don't care about any of it. There's already been a sacrifice. To hang your head on anything else would be blasphemous. It would be adding to what was already done at the cross. It's a finished work. He's already come. He already died. He's given you the Holy Spirit. Now you have to pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow him, and put to death the deeds and the affections of all your lusts. Yes, all your lusts. Put them to death. And we know how they come in. They come in through thoughts. They could come in through people's words. They could come in through what you see, what you hear. We're told Lot was a righteous man, vexed by what he saw and what he heard daily. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. In the book of Hebrews here, he's referring to the Jewish priests all the time, every day, every year. More and more blood being shed, more and more sacrifice. He's saying that's done. It's done in Christ. You know, sometimes people, I think it's just too simple. It's too simple. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to join anything. Through faith, you become an invisible stone in the church of God. I'll read that again. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. He was every bit man when he died on that cross. He couldn't even forgive sins. He had to say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do, because he was every bit man on the cross. Other places, when he forgave people their sins, he was using his God strength. And the Pharisees and the chief priests knew it and said, "Who do you think you are, God?" He knew who he was. He was God in the flesh. I'll read that again. "But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified." That's you and me, people. Through faith, when we know what Jesus Christ did for us, when we believe it, when we know of his love, that's why forgiveness is so, so important. So important. I don't say you have to get sloppy, this or that, but in your heart, don't harbor, you know, revenge or hatred or bitterness or anger towards another person. It's not worth it. It's a sin. Why is it a sin? Because Jesus was our example, and he's very tough on it, because Jesus knows what he did for us. He knows what he did for us, and he knows we can't touch that. There isn't anything anybody could do to us that we can't forgive. Now, you still might have to stay away. You might have to break up fellowship. You might have to make distance, but there's a difference. You can still do all that and not have hatred, bitterness, or revenge in your heart. And I believe you understand what I'm saying. "And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after saying, 'This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days,' declares the Lord, 'I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds.'" If you have been reborn, you know exactly what he's talking about here. After those days, after the days of faith, after the days that Jesus Christ died on the cross and freed the Holy Spirit, he put the laws of God in our heart. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus, all these laws, all these consequences, they're in our heart. We don't want to break them. And we don't need them written on stone. And we don't have to memorize anything. I'll read it again. "This is the covenant. And the covenant is a contract. It's a two-way street. He's died for us. He's given the gift. He's given us something no other man could give us. But now it's our turn. Not to just be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word, by taking every thought captive, by putting to death all the deeds of the flesh, by following the gifts of the Holy Spirit." That's what we do. "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds." This is why you have all the convictions. This is why you wake up with Jesus on your heart and on your mind. Because of that. Because of the covenant, the contractual agreement. When Jesus Christ died, he said, "I will come and live in you." He lives in us. His word, the Holy Spirit, the Father, all abide within us. We are the temple of the living God. Then he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." We are washed clean, people. We become new creations in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Don't carry guilt from your past. Now, I must admit, you might have to deal with some consequences in the flesh for your past. You just might have to do it. But I'm talking about carrying the guilt, carrying the worry, carrying the anxiety. It's buried. It's buried with Jesus at the cross. "Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin." There's no more. There's no more. He's done it one time. He's forgiven us. This is wonderful what I'm reading here. "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened up for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." He washes us with his word. The sacrifice has been made. All the prophets spoke of him. The wise men knew he was coming. Herod was terrified of him to the point he killed every young man under the age of 2 years old. Yes, He was real. Wherever he went, people would get healed, sins would be forgiven, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are living in the last days. Technology is way out of control. Who knows what's going to happen with these biological weapons, with these AI data centers, with 6G, with all the frequencies. I'm warning you people, the frequency we need is to renew our minds with the word of God and take every thought captive. Because since Jesus Christ lives within us, we have the power of the Almighty. So no weapon formed against us in these last times, especially no weapon, no technological weapon formed against us will prosper. We have a way out. And we can't fight these battles with bullets or with a sword. We can't fight them with any threats. We fight them through faith in righteousness, our feet shod with the gospel, the helmet of salvation, Ephesians 6 weapons, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is truth. That's what we fight with, gang. That's what we fight with, and it is true. Verse 22 of Hebrews 10, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. When we see other Christians, we know they're Christians, people. We know. And when we share the word with one another, we know we're gathering. Wherever the word is, wherever two or more are gathered, Jesus Christ is in our midst. And we admonish one another, and we teach one another, and we correct one another in the word. And we don't give in to the deeds of the flesh. And we don't have respect of men. So we're worried about compliments and pats in the back. No. We got the ultimate hug, the bear hug, the pat on the back, the compliment when Jesus said, I love you so much. I took these nails for you. I took this crown of thorns for you. I was stabbed for you. I was spit on for you. I was hung on that cross naked for you. Yes, that's what took place, and it is real. Shame on all of us if we harbor anything against our neighbor. Shame on all of us. Let us repent. Just say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Because you did that for all men. All men. It's not your will that any man should perish, but all should come to the truth. We thank you, Lord, for that precious word that does clean us and wash us and correct us and guide us and show us that narrow way, because that's what we need. We need those guardrails. We need a narrow way. And I'll finish it by reading again what the Lord said. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. Those are the days after he died, declares the Lord. I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds. People, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to memorize anything. When you start trusting in God, your spirit will get renewed. Your soul will come alive. And the Holy Spirit will direct you on how to be obedient. Jesus Christ is Lord. The sacrifice has been done. Now it's up to us to follow and obey. God bless and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.